Hello, today is April 8th. My name is Hunter Sally. I'm here interviewing Arturo Seas. Arturo is a friend of mine and a student here at the University of Akron. Can you share with me what year of college you were in and what your major is?
Hello, my name is Arturo Seas. I am majoring in chemical engineering and corrosion engineering technology.
How long did you live in Venezuela?
I was born and raised there. I came to America when I was 18 years old, so I spent 18 years of my life in Venezuela.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences moving away from your home country?
So the main experience that I have is basically that I was with my dad talking in the airport. My dad told me basically how was I gonna struggle in the good way, like how am I gonna like learn a lot of stuff, grow up and mature as a person and become an adult. So I remember that conversation still.
Oh, that's really cool. Who was your biggest influence growing up?
I'm gonna say both of my parents, especially my mother, because my mother was the one who kept pushing. She just keeps pushing and doing the best out of herself. Even if something doesn't seem that's gonna work out, she always kept pushing and things will work out eventually. So like the ability to never give up was from my mother was something that always like was influenced me a lot.
That's awesome. Did they always have, was the plan always for you to move to America? Did they have that plan from the beginning or?
Not essentially. The more that they have was basically like, they just wanted me to learn English.
Yeah.
So they put me in an international school or an American school, a school in Venezuela that has an American system. Mm-hmm. So I could start speaking English, learning English.
Yeah, that'd probably be very helpful in your further education. What was your education like in Venezuela, in the Venezuelan schools?
So in the Venezuelan schools, essentially, so first of all, we have different times when we leave class. So for example, on Monday, I remember I would start at 7 a.m. and I will leave, let's say at 12:45. Mm-hmm. I will leave home to 12:45, class were over. But then on Tuesday, I will leave at 3 p.m., 3 in the afternoon, and I would start still at 7. So I'll have a different schedule per day, since we also seem to have a lot more subjects and classes in the system. No, I remember we had a class about families and what is like a nuclear family and what are different kinds of families, marriage and what's the difference between a marriage and a civil union. We had classes like that. We had classes of how to organize stuff in offices. We had a class of like how to like work out computers and like learn the cheat keys, like shift control, all that stuff.
It sounds like you had a lot more classes than we did growing up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Did you notice a difference between when you went from the Venezuelan schools to the American style schools? Was there a difference in the amount of classes? Like, was it noticeable?
Yes. In the American school, I only will take about 8 classes. When the Venezuelan school, I was taking like 13 or 14 classes.
Jeez, that's crazy. Here in the United States, public school is free and provided, whereas private schools must be paid for. Can you tell us a little about the school systems in Venezuela?
In Venezuela, it's kind of the same, but the people who have the money would rather take the private school. Mm-hmm. Because the public school system, it's not really working out the best. And as I say, the public school system, they focus more on discipline than rather providing education. And like I say, you see kids over there like providing violence, fighting, there's a lot of stuff that I've seen even on the internet. Well, in private schools, that is just more control. It's just safer for a student, for the student body, for the teachers. I mean, it looks nicer.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot like the United States school systems too. I see a lot of similarities there. Were private schools like really prevalent? Did you have like a lot of friends growing up that went to private schools?
Yes.
Yeah? Was it like very, very prevalent in life? Like, those are the private school kids and those are the public school kids, kind of?
It was kind of like that. I still met people from public schools and they were pretty cool. Like, they were just like us.
Yeah.
Just they didn't have a lot of money. but they were always like, let's say they spend like a year on a public school and then they will immediately transfer to a private school. Since there were so many private schools in Venezuela, people had options. The prices were different per school and per area. So we have more of like a, you don't go to school by your district, you go to school by whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's gotta be nice. How does the education system in Venezuela compare to the United States?
So first of all, the grading system is different. You guys here use percentages.
Mm-hmm.
In Venezuela, we use a scale out of 20 in primary education, and in college, we use a scale out of 10.
Oh.
Yeah. So, for example, that the uniforms are different. Well, here in America, I see, you know, especially in public schools, people just dressing very casual.
Very casual.
in Venezuela, we had a uniform system, and even a hair, like, if your hair was too long, they will ask you to cut it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
sometimes I had like that longer hair, and literally like the main professor will go and say, you have to cut your hair because I'm not going to let you into class like that.
So you did you ever like experience people cutting their hair like at school before they'd enter a classroom, or like did they just go back home and then cut their hair?
In Venezuela, I've never seen that, but it's more of like a military, it was more of like a strict, There were more, you have to have discipline, like that's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I remember one time, my mom used like a kind of gel to like get my hair down a little bit, so I could hide that, because like, we couldn't go to the barber shop to cut it, for me to cut it. So
yeah,
I
mean, that's nice of her. You mentioned before we started the interview about the uniforms being different colors per grade level. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So for example, kindergarten, preschool, and all those, it's red shirts. If you go to elementary, the uniforms are white shirts. If you go to middle school, which essentially, or what you guys would call middle school, which is basically from 7th to 9th grade, is a blue shirt. And then when you go to like actual high school, which is only 2 years, it's beige shirt. Wow. You have to wear like dress pants and like dress shoes, and your shirt has to be tucked in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I pretty much wear sweatpants and sweatshirts every day to school. Can you tell me about the technology and how it was implemented in Venezuelan schools?
So for me, it's like I never had the chance to, and I know for a fact the school that I went to growing up, for the last Venezuelan schools, we didn't have no internet. And for example, I remember we had to do an exam. This was a class to basically learn how to, like, you know, learn like the control, whatever, shift keys to like learn, for example, use to capitalize, learn how to copy and paste, how to cut stuff.
And you did it all without internet?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just use the Word document for that. Also another big thing was the fact that I remember I had an exam, which was a written exam, having to point out differences of Linux, Windows, and a Mac OS. of the different operative system. I remember that because that was one of the worst tests.
Oh, yeah, that
I
sounds brutal.
I don't know why.
In an article that I read in preparation for our interview, it stated that secondary school generally lasts to the age of 15. What generally do you do after secondary school?
So after secondary school, which would be middle school, for me, and also one thing too, since in total we don't have 12 grades, we have 11. Some students actually graduated at the age of 15 or 16. That generally happens, but like for example, in my case, I was gonna graduate at 18. We have two years in high school in which you specialize. So basically you either go for humanities or you go for sciences. And that's the area that you're gonna go to get specialized depending on what you're going to study in college.
Yeah. So are there like subcategories under that? So it's like you pick sciences, but you can do...
No, it was more of a general thing.
Wow.
But then they have classes that you can choose.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. The article talks a lot about Spanish influences in school systems. What are some of the prominent aspects of Spanish influence you experience?
So the main aspect of Spanish influence is it's the religion aspect of it. A lot of the schools are religious. Mm-hmm. So obviously they bring that in, and also they teach you, there's a class called Spanish, which basically it's like writing, like, you know, like, it's kind of like what you would call the English classes here for Americans, like with writing papers, how to actually, you know, use these rules for literature, that kind of stuff.
Did you have an English class there?
In the Venezuelan school, yeah, but it was very basic.
Very basic.
It was basically learn the verbs, learn the verb can and can't, like stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Like, it's crazy to think about someone learning your primary language. What are some things about you that you miss about your home country?
I would say the food trucks.
Food trucks.
The food trucks were amazing, bro. Fried empanadas in Venezuela, that is, with like a garlic sauce that we have, that was the best for me.
Oh, I'm sure. That sounds awesome. Is there anything that we haven't discussed that you'd like to mention before we close?
I don't think so. I think I went over everything. One thing on the grading system, the decimals are usually rounded. So let's say if you got, because this is a joke that a lot of Venezuelans do, especially like on TikTok, when Vine was a thing. Uh-huh. Basically saying if they get a 9.5 out of 20, that translates to a 10 because they round it up.
Yeah, we could use that here.
And obviously they get super excited because they barely pass the class, but they pass it because you pass a class with a 10 or 11 out of 20.
Wow. Thank you so much for your time. I think that's about it. I appreciate you.
Thank you, man.